Go Loud.
Welcome back to Home I Drink Extra Juice. As temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Pennies has everything you need to do it in style.
From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen co-ords, effortless summer dresses, you'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion in Pennies.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling literally a breeze.
I got a new one actually in Pennies.
Suitcase?
Set. Yeah.
Oh.
What do you call it? Sage green, is it?
Yes.
Yes, like gorgeous. That minty sage green. Love it.
Do you see the metal ones? They look like metal, they're not, but they're actually really light. Yeah, they're
gorgeous.
Yeah,
I saw them. And do you know what I love about Penny suitcase? It wheels lovely.
Very smooth.
And that's a big thing for me now. It needs to wheel nicely.
It needs to have the four-way wheels, that what it's called?
Yes.
When it can go any direction.
Absolutely.
So whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or just catching up with friends at home, Penny's literally has your summer style sorted.
You may not be able to predict the Irish weather, as we know, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine.
So peak or bleak of the week, my peak, I was thinking in the car, I was like, what can it be that I can finally hear again?
Oh my God, yeah.
It feels so weird. So I'm actually not fully cleared out, but I went to Specsavers. But they basically like suck out your earwax.
How did you find
that satisfying or disgusting. Probably both.
How did you find out Specsavers did it?
I looked up ear, because I was looking up. You can go to your doctor and get like flushed out water.
Okay.
And that kind of freaked me out because you can get like vertigo and stuff. And right. I was like, I don't like that. So I found this like micro suction thing. And then Specsavers do it.
Brilliant.
So they do both ears and it's like really quick. And it's like a little tool and sounds like a Hoover. And it's actually really nice.
Was it?
I was like, is it going to hurt? And he was like, no, it was just really enjoyable.
And did you notice a difference straight after doing it?
Oh my God.
Straight away.
I was like, because so basically there's still some left in here. It's so disgusting.
What is it? Wax?
The reason I have it. He was like, people should go their whole life without needing this. It's not something that you should get every 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, but he was like, have you ever been scuba diving? I was like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was like, yeah, and with pressure can push it in and out. And I remember I flew a couple of days after scuba diving or something. So it's
something we were in Australia. You did it again then after,
no,
did you?
Egypt.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
so it can move it around and push it into certain places and stuff. Yeah, so that's that.
Did you get to see anything that came out?
Oh, yeah. And the only thing I seen that came out was like, because the other side, it came out in bits, but it's disgusting. But the other one came out in lump, and he was like, yeah, that's not even big compared to what the other side is. Because this side I didn't think was deaf, but he showed me the picture. Like, he looks inside your ear and you can see it on the camera.
Oh my God.
And
did you TikTok it?
No.
Oh.
No, I could.
No?
There's some things that don't.
No, I'd love to watch TikTok. That.
Yeah, but some people are like, she's a fuck.
Yeah.
And I would feel that about myself. But I thought I was fully
brand
of hearing in that ear. No. I was I hear myself speak. I
really?
Sound different. I swear to God. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So then I have to go back because basically some of it was too hard to get out. So I have to go back next week because he said, I was like, can I just leave it now because I feel much better? He's like, no, because that could move and lodge again if you fly or like that. So I'm doing it before
we fly.
I go for a flight to Lisbon. Yeah. Mm. So yeah, in July I can hear again.
Yeah.
Even my music and my car, I had to listen to a full volume.
Did you?
And then when I got in the car, I was like, oh, like your ears are nearly sensitive to it.
See, I always think I've had bad ears, but I wouldn't do anything about it because people always tell me I shout. Like, even if I'm at home.
Really?
Yeah, my mum would be like, why are you screaming?
My dad, my brother's like that.
Yeah, they're like, why are you screaming at me? But it's just how I hear myself.
You don't feel like you're screaming?
No, I don't feel like I am. But people have often said to me, like, you don't need to shout at me, like I'm beside
really?
You. And I'm like, oh, sorry. But it's obviously what I can hear.
You can hear, yeah.
Isn't that loud?
You go to Specsavers.
That'd be fun.
Honestly.
I would be scared though.
Why? It's kind of like, you know the way it's nice with the cotton buds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's even nicer with the micro suction, yeah.
That's so
And I just felt like nice that it was coming out. And he was like, you need to just basically put drops in your ear now for the next week. And
to loosen
back
up.
To loosen up, yeah. But like to see the difference in my ear afterwards.
I can't believe you could see the inside of your ear.
And it's mad because you think you can see in someone's ear, but like he goes like around and then on this ear he got a tool. It was like a little, like a stick with a little mini dot on the top, and he was like this, and it kind of hurt a little bit. I was like, oh, he's like, it's fine. And then he just kept
he's like, shut up, yeah, shut up.
Like wrapping it around and getting, that's how we got the big lump that time. That
whoa.
With the suction you don't always see it because it goes straight into the pipe.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
This wasn't suction, he just was twisting it
and just pulled
like
it out.
Handy floss,
yeah,
on a stick,
just pulled it out of your ear.
Yeah.
So my lady can hear again.
And even things I didn't realise I couldn't hear, I can hear again.
This is a really good start.
Honestly.
Wow.
I don't know how long I've even liked. Obviously, was deaf properly for a while, but like, I don't know how long.
But I wonder how, like, what sparked that to come on only a few weeks ago, because it only happened a few weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah. So well, I had a bit of a, I was with sinus, I was with stuffed up every morning. I still actually kind of am like that. I wake up and have to blow my nose.
Maybe something to do with that.
Hay feverish vibes, yeah.
But you can hear.
But it's so peak.
Yippee. So happy. That's a peak of the week. My bleak is I had a fight with a taxi driver on the way into town. And I know we all stereotype taxi drivers and say like, you don't own the road, but like, this prick, I really wanted to tell him, you don't fucking own the road.
Did yeah. Talk to him.
No, but I was just throwing hands in the air, and then I gave him the finger, and I felt really, really cool.
Really awesome.
Yeah, then I was like, wait, was that rude of me? But he wanted me to turn onto a bridge. I'm in town on the Keys.
Yeah, why was he beeping?
So I had to turn right onto a bridge, and like, it was my turn to go next, but all the cars on the bridge were already backed up. So if I go out and turn right, I'm blocking the other traffic.
Everyone else.
No one can pass me
so
then.
So you're in the box, basically, is there?
Yeah, I'll be in, yeah, there's no box, but, and I'd also be on the pedestrian crossing. Okay. Can't do that either.
No.
So he was beeping at me and the light was turning, or it was green and he beeped at me and I goes, where do you want me to go? As if he can hear me. He got there.
Yeah.
But I threw my hands. I was like, where do you want me to go? Like, I can't go forward.
No.
Like, none of those cars were moving on the bridge.
Where did he go around you then?
I don't fucking know. No, he was coming behind me, like, same way. He was coming onto the bridge too. So I was like, where do you actually want me to go here? And then it went orange and red. And he beeped at me when it was red as well. And I goes, where do you actually want me to go? They still haven't moved.
A red light. Like,
yeah, they still haven't moved. I would have blocked all the traffic coming through. Like, where do you actually want me to go? And I could see him like...
He was throwing hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, you fucking prick. So I just threw up a middle
finger. Love to get out the car one time?
I would love to. And just like, explain to me what you actually want me to do in this situation.
I think people forget that like there's a person in the car. And then they'd be like...
He had passengers and all. I was like...
Really?
How rude of you. Yeah.
Effing blind.
Fuck him. I was like, no. So that really... And I get a real like sicky belly when I'm in those situations.
Really?
Yeah, I get a real anxious belly.
Why?
Because I'm just like... No, I hate it. Like,
I know.
I would rarely beep at. Would I? That motorcycle person, I did beep at.
Yeah.
Would I? I'm not. Well, actually, and then after that, a car tried to reverse without looking that I was behind her. Had to beep at her as well.
Yeah, people like that, I'd be if they're doing something dangerous.
Yeah. He just really set me off, though. He annoyed me on the way in here, so that was my bleak.
People on the
road. Then when I did eventually turn onto the bridge, I did it at like 2 miles an hour. I was like, or 2 kilometres an hour.
I loved you. That's driving really slow.
I was like,
I hate that.
Just like, wait.
I know.
Just wait.
And there's so many lovely taxi men in the world, but like,
I know.
Sometimes...
I would have loved him to have been like, if that was my driving test, I would have failed. I would have automatically failed. I would have crossed a, I would have blocked a pedestrian crossing and I would have blocked
Where
a
was it?
Road.
On the Keys?
On the Keys, yeah. After that, like, big building with the green.
Not O'Connor Bridge.
No, way before that.
Before
like,
that.
Way before the Hapenny Bridge as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
That was and then you come up nearly past Vicar Street that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
And that other light doesn't go green for ages either. So you wouldn't be like, stuck blocking everyone.
So I was right. He was wrong.
F him.
Bleak.
I think people are getting worse at driving.
Driving. It's mad, isn't it?
It's bad.
Maybe we're just getting older and we're getting moanier about driving.
Yeah, maybe. I think that as well.
That's probably what it is too.
Yeah.
We're getting a bit like...
Oh. Or maybe I'm getting a really good driver.
Yeah.
And now I can see all the flaws. I just hate when someone drives really slow. I know.
That is dangerous.
Part when it's in little nanny and granddad's fine. But like, it's dangerous. You can't be doing that.
No. Too slow is dangerous.
Like,
you fail your
test. 30 and a 50, I'm like, that's not okay.
Too slow.
No one's getting to where they need to go either.
They say to you, like, keep up with the traffic.
Yeah.
Don't hold it up. Yeah. Like, obviously, don't go over the speed limit, but keep up with it as well.
Yeah. I remember as a learner being like, how will I ever do 50 kilometres?
Did you see they're actually trying to get rid of learner drivers having to drive with a full licence driver?
Oh,
yeah.
In Ireland, driving?
Yeah, in Ireland. Yeah, they're saying, I saw some clip and it was some politician somewhere and he said, like, he lives in, maybe he's not a politician, I don't actually know what I'm talking about, but he was in some important room. And he was saying he lives in real, like, rural Clare. Down in Clare, and like the learner drivers, like you don't always have someone
that you can go with.
Yeah, and they're paying so much money for accommodation and all, and like they need to be able to drive, and there isn't public transport down there, so their only option is to drive.
I don't think that'll get passed.
No,
I'd say he's just some rando off the street. And it's and just randomly like, yeah, I think they shouldn't need that. No, surely not. Because imagine only one lesson done, beating around by yourself. I would have crashed multiple times. I hope
did
that.
You never do it?
No.
Never?
No, never did
until
it.
Until you passed, you always had a full license with you.
Yeah, because I
Charlene.
I swear to God, I was too scared.
Shut up.
I was too scared. And
I drove down to my full license driving test in Nace on my own.
Oh, my mom. Yes.
Yes, on my own, in my mom's car. I was like, bye.
Oh, no.
Down to Nace. And I was telling somebody that the other week, and they were like, well, did they not ask you, how did you get down here?
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, no.
Well, for all they know, you could have left the person on the side of the road.
Wait there.
That was in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't think I did.
This is many, many moons ago now, people.
Yeah,
so.
No, I don't think I ever did. I was so scared.
Oh, no, I couldn't wait.
Maybe like local area vibes, but I can't. I actually tell a lie if I said I did. I don't
yeah.
know.
She's such a good girl.
I was just scared. I was just a bad driver. It took me a long time to feel any way comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, I just didn't. It wasn't my thing. Like,
oh no,
it's not easy.
Driving.
And I was doing manual.
I love it so much.
It's
my favorite
so
hobby in the world.
At the time, I was like, how will I ever do this? And now I just would do what I think of.
Yeah, you don't even think about
yeah.
it. Easy peasy.
Peak and bleak of the week. Yeah, ended up being peak and bleak. Right?
Yeah.
Took money.
Bit of both.
So if I was you, we have a segment called If I Was You. And we basically have to give you tough love, the real talk, real advice on a dilemma that comes in. These are all sent in to our email address. And it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is this week's If I Was You. Things haven't been great between myself and my friends for the past year. We all met through college and are now all around 25, 26. Myself and my closest friend, let's call her A, live outside the city and the rest live in the city and are both in very happy long-term relationships. The girls that live in the city start excluding myself and A from meetups, holidays, etc. Last year, for my birthday, I organised a dinner. The girls showed up late and extremely hungover. This dinner had been booked for a while, so I found it rude that they would show up like this. I had gone to the trouble of organising this to suit everyone, as we all have different work patterns and I felt it wasn't appreciated. At dinner, the girls announced that they were going on holidays the next week and that we could come if we wanted to. Bearing in mind, we all have full-time jobs and couldn't do something like this on such short notice. We were really upset by this. Fast forward on a year, we are still being left out of events, concerts, etc. They even organised to go travelling this summer and didn't invite us. One of the girls said to me, we just presumed you wouldn't want to come or have the annual leave without actually inviting me. After this, I was invited to a night out with them, but my friend couldn't attend. When I got to the city, no one was replying to me and I was left standing on a dark street on my own, feeling unsafe and upset. I didn't know where anyone was or what to do. I called my boyfriend to come get me. No one seemed to care that I was on my own and had made the trip especially for the night out. Their excuse was they were too drunk, and I later found out they'd been out all day.
Oh no.
In the past, these girls would have been there for me through bad times, such as bereavements, etc. I don't understand why this is happening all of a sudden when we've been friends for so long. I'm usually game for anything and mostly say yes to events. My boyfriend and family tell me they're doing this because they're jealous. I'm trying to use the let them theory, but this is really hurting me. I've recently started investing myself, getting back to old hobbies, etc. And I've even joined a women's walking group in my area.
Aww.
So cute. I just don't know what to do.
That's not nice. To leave her standing in town on her own? That's
and she
travelled dangerous.
All the way in. I feel like she's from like a country
yeah.
where like it would be really long to get into the city.
I think give what you get, girl.
Yeah.
Give what you get. And if it fizzles 100%. Out, it was meant to fizzle out kind of thing. You can't keep being in this feeling as well of always being like let down or like...
Or half invited to stuff.
Like. Yeah, that's not nice either. We all know that not being invited to things is not nice, but like
yeah.
give what you get off 100%. Them. I wouldn't... bother my arse.
No. And like they're literally inviting things last minute just to nearly say that they have.
The whole thing of come if you want.
Come
I
if you want.
Hate that.
Or like a week to tell them a holiday a week before.
Yeah, we're going on holidays next week. Do you want to come? If you want. What? You've obviously planned this
and
ages
obviously
ago.
A holiday is planned for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, like. Of course. That's not nice.
No.
They're just being bitches.
They're like, is it because they have, so these don't have boyfriends, do they?
Are they the only girls. Single ones?
It seems, she didn't say, but I think that's what she's saying because she's okay. Wrote in very happy long-term relationships. Give what you get, like Ellie said.
Stick with who makes you happy. Like if someone else in the group is...
Like A, your friend.
Yeah, who's in a long-term yeah. relationship as well. Stick with her and the two of you do things on your own. Like, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? If it's easier for you to gel with someone else and not feel left out of things, do that. Do whatever
yeah.
makes you feel good.
Life's too short to be
no.
on the outskirts of something that like... Or somewhere that... In a room that you don't want, that you don't feel wanted in.
Yeah, that's no one should feel like that.
It's so many times, well, if there's one or two instances like, or
you
one,
might be able to
you might
off.
Be like, right, that was over there.
Yeah.
Like, they genuinely were hungover, too drunk, whatever. But like, it seems like a very
no
reoccurring occurrence.
To leave her standing in town her own and their excuses we were too drunk to look at our phones. I'd lose the head.
Don't
imagine
like,
standing
invite
in your
someone
own.
There like.
And they were out all day as well, so they clearly planned to go out that day without her.
And told her to come in the
just
evening.
Just come later on, like as like a pity invite.
No.
I'd rather no invite than a
pity. Tick of the box.
Yeah. No invite than a pity invite. No way, Jose.
Maybe even hoping that she wouldn't come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just so they can say, well, we asked.
Yeah.
Nah. Give what you get.
Give what you get.
And gel with who makes you feel happy and not like you're feeling left out. I know it hurts and you'll probably never get like a closure on something like that. It is just people growing up. I know you said you've been friends for years, but like it is just a case of people growing up and growing separately.
Yeah,
which is sad in one sense. I can see that too, but like,
but maybe you'll find were never your too. True friend.
Yeah,
to begin with.
No,
and don't be afraid of losing like a group either, because I feel like that's
you always find not, like you'll always find in a like find yourself into a group too as well. Yeah. Like as you do as you get older, I was always afraid of like not making friends as I got older.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, you have to stick with the same people that you were as
your
a teenager.
Whole life. Yeah,
you don't.
No,
and sometimes you might even make better friends
even
as
walk,
you get older.
Your walking group and all
that sounds so wholesome.
I know, I didn't know that existed.
I wonder, do they get coffee and just
I
chat
know.
And walk? I like that.
I love that.
That would be cute.
Thanks so much for Penny's for sponsoring this episode. You can freshen up your wardrobe now with all of their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. I was actually just in there. They have.
You got stunning bits. I saw you got the yellow and white shorts.
Yeah.
I saw
so
them in
cute.
There and I was like, will I get them? Yeah.
They're so, they just remind me of like a deck chair.
I love
like
them.
Like a little, like I feel like I've seen a deck chair that colour.
You picked up stunning bits. I need to go.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we love you. Wednesday.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.